New reports reveal that police have successfully used DNA information from Ancestry.com as part of their police investigations, raising privacy concerns about access to such data. Claire Maldarelli wrote about the news for Popular Science and joins us now. Welcome to the show, Claire.
Great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. Appreciate you coming on. Now, can you start out by telling us about the case of filmmaker Michael Usri? I don't know how to say his last name.
Yeah, I think it's Usri. It's a 1996 case, actually, that they had convicted someone, but there were thoughts that this person wasn't the right convict. So it's kind of been like a controversial case since it was closed in 1996. And the police ended up searching a genetic database, which at the time was publicly available, but was owned by Ancestry.com. And they found a man who was Michael Usri's father, who had actually matched about, I think, 40 out of 41 alleles, which are basically pieces of DNA. And they thought that this was such a close match that they searched through his ancestry or his lineage, looked at his sons, his brothers, other members of his family, and kind of honed in on Usri because they kind of profiled him as someone who they thought could be associated with the murder. He is a filmmaker who makes murder mystery films, and he also had ties to the area where the crime was committed. So based on that, they narrowed down on Usri and actually asked him for his DNA, and he ended up being completely innocent. So he ended up being innocent. However, it really shows that it was really a dead end, but it scared Usri and it scared kind of the community, saying that we submitted this as just like a fun way to get our genetic DNA. We had no idea that it would be used with authorities.
Yeah. So what's so interesting about this is that it wasn't even his data, right? Like you pointed out, it was his father's data, and the data wasn't submitted directly to Ancestry.com. It was actually to a genealogy foundation that was acquired by Ancestry.com. So this genetic information had been floating out there for a long time, kind of the circuitous path to law enforcement. What kinds of scenarios are people afraid of with this kind of access to genetic information? And, you know, do you think this is a big enough concern for people who are thinking of submitting their DNA for analysis just to, because they're curious? Do you really think this is something to consider, or do you think it's widespread?
So I think the big issue is that originally when Ancestry.com and 23andMe started asking people for their DNA, it was really simply for people to first be able to see where their ancestor was from, you know, how much of Neanderthal they were, or just fun things like that. And then also at the same time to see about their health. Now they have such a huge database. I mean, so many people have submitted their DNA that these databases, which are private right now, are attractive to insurance companies, to biotechnology companies, pharmaceutical companies, and now apparently attractive to authorities as this hugely vast and lucrative area that they can use information from. So I think that it could be of concern. I mean, no one would have thought that you could use these private companies. Usually when the police need to kind of match DNA, they'll search the public DNA forum or the public DNA database. And at this point, they had done that and weren't able to find any matches. So they turned to these private companies. And before that, they weren't able to do that. But now that these companies like Ancestry.com and 23andMe have such a huge amount of data, it's attractive to them. And it's a resource that can be used. And the fact that they've used it in this case, I think this case was such a kind of a CSI kind of thing. Wow. That's what happens when you work at PopSci.
Wow. Did you just get attacked in a...
I just got attacked by a drone. Nice. That was not planned, I swear.
Wow. A tech news today first.
Drones are dangerous. So
they apparently are. Even me at my cubicle, I'm not safe.
you handle it very well. Let me ask you one more question before you get taken out by another drone. So I would have guessed that it would have been illegal or unconstitutional or something for the police to go find data from people that I didn't, you know, I didn't even submit the data, you know, the personal data. I didn't, I'm not a customer of this company, and for them to go through and find it, just grab it. And, you know, there are laws around preventing the police from searching the trunk of your car, but they can just search your DNA. It just seems like it would be unlikely that would be legal. What's the laws around? What are the laws around this? Is this just legal, or is there just a vacuum of casework around this, and we just don't know yet?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, in this particular case, actually, the DNA that Usri's father had submitted, he submitted it to this place called Sorensen Molecular Genealogy. And at the time, that wasn't owned by Ancestry.com, and it was available publicly. When Ancestry.com acquired it, they kept it as public information. So technically, at this point, you know, the cops could have used it. It was public information, public knowledge. And right now, there really are no rules. After that incident happened, they actually took down that public database, and now it's completely owned by Ancestry.com, and you can't just see it online. In that case, now, if they wanted to use that sort of database, they would have to go to Ancestry.com or 23andMe directly and ask them, which both companies have acknowledged that the authorities have asked them in several instances for this information, and they have given it up to them, but also let the customers know that their DNA is being watched by authorities. So yeah, I think that's like, it's a really tricky situation right now where we have these huge databases. Now all of a sudden cops are realizing like we can really, you know, use this database. And I think that that's going to be a huge question in the future, whether there will be regulations on this or not.
All right, so we're going to let you go so you can go beat the drone pilot with a stapler. Claire Maldarelli is at PopSci.com and on Twitter at C.A. Maldarelli. Claire, keep your head on a swivel. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.